Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian, and the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons, both cool and original recipe. Those are our furry little fox folk alchemist friend. Well, okay, one of them's an alchemist. The other is a ninja now. He's very excited about being a ninja. While our alchemist friend has just been brewing and brewing and brewing, we all use the he/hims.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they/she pronouns. And Jesse is just getting ready. She is the quintessential strapping on armors and gearing up and getting it done.
I'm Kelly. I play Welty Taylor and Sidroa, also known as Weldroa. Wealthy and I use she, her pronouns. Well, the Sidroa is an it and or a they, them. And Sidroa is a little more sanguine about my body than I am. But, you know, the mountain does come first.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic slash alderman or whatever. And I also play Steamboat Willie, the kobold. I don't know. I don't have a thing this time for him. He does a lot of things. Yeah. He's just a guy.
He's just a little guy.
We all use he, him pronouns, and we are making plans for our journey.
If you get a chance, use your rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Also, our 200th episode is coming up, and the release date for this is going to put us real close to that recording time, pretty sure. So send us your letters@primaryattribute.com, or you can go to our website, primaryattribute.com, and look for the send us a rat link, which will take you to a form with a cute rat that will get us your message.
Bartholomew doesn't tell us when we actually get the letters, does he? He's just like piling them somewhere.
It's like a game with him. You know, we got to find them. We have to intuit they exist and then also find them. It's real unfair when it's far enough into the air vent that I can't actually reach. But it's how it goes. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Sure would. So last time, we bought a bunch of stuff off of the big, big lists that Ian sent us. The important things to note are that the Ark's government gave us a month of rations. Grix bought two patches that will create a door if we need to escape from somewhere important or somewhere, you know, quickly, and put one of those patches in the Fermenting Fox. So if we need to make a quick getaway, we will get immediately to the Fermenting Fox. The Ark's NPCs who are going with us are Lucky, Alvin, May, Cog, Zykra, maybe Frymeath, FM, who we were told could be also called Odysseus, and Mir, the Devended Delves member, who is a wolf person, a druid, who has a goat friend and a cart. I think that's really it.
Yeah. All right. So I know you all wanted to go talk to those of the High Mountains.
Is that Frymeath was going to introduce us to those of the High Mountains.
Uh-huh.
All right. Who's going on this social excursion?
You said social specifically, didn't you?
As opposed to?
Well, combat, I guess?
We'll leave Vons back for safety. Ninja Vons could probably come. Cool Vons. I'm sure he'd be good at social. Actually, yeah. Even he's like a little odd.
I'm not sure whether or not Weldroa needs to be presenting themselves.
That reminds me, you spent a lot of time in the basement lobby over the course of the 2 weeks recovering.
Yeah, because, you know, nobody needs to see Weldroa right now. So I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go, because although I would be interested to see Sidroa's response to those of the High Mountains, whether or not they're edible.
Oh, thank you for saying it like that.
So, but I don't think I need to be there.
I mean, I think Jesse wants to go just to, like, if shit goes down for some reason, she wants to make sure that everyone is, like, she can protect everyone. So I think that's why Jesse would go.
Yeah, I think Rix would definitely go. It seems like an official sort of task.
Yeah, and you're the one they said that those of the High Mountains might listen to, if
right,
maybe.
Can Grix conjure up some kind of what do you call it, glamour that makes me look less horrifying?
I don't think so. I do not have any of the like person changey spells.
Yeah, but you can cast silent image and just kind of
that
try to run an avatar over the top of. Just don't move too much.
That works for a fairly limited amount of time, and also I have to concentrate on it.
Yeah, that would make it hard.
So it would make it challenging for very challenging.
Okay, no problem.
You could also try to fit in a backpack. Bag.
Bucket. Barrel,
perhaps.
Conspicuous. More like, barrel. Yeah. Do we have enough money left over to get like just a suit of armor? Like a even decorative?
I can almost guarantee the answer is yes.
And then just clank around?
You want a Full Metal Alchemist this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess it wouldn't be an empty suit of... There would be something in it.
Let me double check prices, but I think that is totally feasible.
It doesn't have to be very good armor. It just needs to be...
Yeah.
Kulvon's found armor.
Yeah, but it needs to be completed. It
was
a bit used,
and there was already goo inside it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who got that armor?
I think Vons is still holding it.
And was it special?
It survived outside for hundreds of years, which usually indicates it's magic in some way.
Oh, great.
Yeah. It sounds great.
How?
Okay, then I will... If Vons wants to give that up, I will attend the meeting in the armor.
So that does have, like, it's a breastplate with chainmail. You'll need a closed helm, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I guess you can just have kind of clothing for the rest of it. Yeah, it won't fully enclose you like, say, plate mail would, or full plate would. But
I'm gonna put on pants and a tunic, a long sleeves tunic, and then the armor on top, as well as a pair of gauntlets and the helm.
Okay, and boots, I assume.
Yeah, boots.
Okay, and let's see. I'm assuming.
Is that allowed? Like, is this gonna be okay? Like. How troublesome is this going to be?
In terms of, like, people being suspicious?
Yeah.
Why don't we go ahead and... I can go ahead and roll for charisma, I guess? To see whether or not people will actually believe...
Oh, there will be charisma checks.
You can roll a charisma check to try and predict.
Okay.
But you'll be rolling again once you actually encounter it. Encounter people.
All right, that's an 18 plus 7 is 25. Not on a prime.
You would be extremely conspicuous.
Yes, I would imagine
you could
so.
Get away with it if kind of play the strong silent type.
Yeah, I'm going to do the strong silent type, and I'm not going to talk to anybody. And my concern more is with what other people think. So, you know, like Adam, like the Vonses, the Grixes, Jesse, all the NPCs.
We're more worried about what the people we're going to go talk to are going to think.
Oh, no, because what's his face?
No,
because is weird.
Those of the High Mountains is a construct. They don't.
They probably aren't going to.
I'm not worried about them.
I'm more worried about just like we walk through like a checkpoint because we're still on semi lockdown at least.
Yeah.
And like, who's in the armor? Can we see your face?
Yeah, that could be a very real problem, actually.
Like, you know, if I walked into the bank wearing sunglasses and a COVID face mask and a baseball cap, they'd push the button under the desk.
This is true.
Yeah, it makes it really hard to go in just celebrating your favorite president.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So do you want to try the armor thing anyway, or?
No, ooh. I'm going to.
Hang on.
What?
There are, I'm certain, because we have a very diverse set of creatures on the arcs, like sentient creatures, right? And I'm sure that there are ones who are odd and maybe can't exist, like, easily exposed.
Are you talking about like the wildlife?
No. I'm talking about like other people creatures, like other species of sentient species, like other citizens of the Arks. Like, are there any like water people who can't maintain structure? Are there any like, I don't know.
That would make sense.
I'm just wondering if there's anyone else that we could like, are there...
Try and convince them I'm one of.
You're trying to find like a group that would be using essentially an environment suit when they're out and about.
Yeah, or like a full body covering, because I don't know.
Because nobody really wants to look at that.
Yeah, or like a Medusa who, you know, yeah, of course she has to wear a face mask, because...
Ah, that one's clever.
I could be introduced to somebody who came up from the ground who...
Well, that's not a commonly known thing.
But everybody knows we went to the ground.
But yes. No one has been told, oh, by the way, people came back from the ground, really.
Well, like, I think some people know about FM or Odysseus.
In that case, they also might have called out, hey, why did the newspaper not say that one of these people is made of, you know, goo. Tinker toys and shadow muscles?
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Anyway, it was just a thought. If there are any populations that we could...
You could probably get away with that. It would still be charisma checks at like checkpoints and stuff. Because Wealthy's current state looks unnatural even by odd creature standards.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I'll stay in the basement.
The thing that made me think of this, there's a game, another RPG, The Wild Sea, and one of the main races species is a hive-minded cluster of sentient spiders that form a humanoid. And they're weird, and so they frequently like cloak up and wear masks and stuff. Because
you could probably proceed with that, your original plan. Just cover every inch of the Wealthy and, you know, have a deep hood or something, and like, and do that basically.
But not the armor. The armor would be weirder.
The armor would be more conspicuous, but it would hide the body shape really well.
Okay.
Because remember that Weldroa's limbs are like, kind of off in terms of length and movement. Sure. So
exactly.
Yeah.
You'd be giving Weldroa more structure to work with, which might be good.
Okay. Then armor sounds good.
Okay. So you're going to use that magical
armor
that you found.
We're going to count on my lack of charisma to get us through this. Good.
Yeah. What could go wrong? In terms of buying other gear, I guess you can kind of just put it together from what you guys have, more or less. I don't know if it has to be a great helm to have a closed front. There's helm great, helm normal, and helm Norman. I'm pretty sure that Norman helms are a very specific thing that doesn't have a faceplate.
I think a Norman helm would be the one that just has the nose guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the conical with the nose guard. Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a pot helm, so that's a thing, but...
420 blaze it, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Let's say if you spend, because you don't need this armor to be particularly functional, let's say if you spend 30 gold, you can get beater, gauntlets, helm, and boots to kind of complete the, like, armored gauntlets and boots and the helm to complete the look.
Okay. I will do that.
Yeah. You find the stuff that's too beat up for the Guardians to really be using right now.
As a side note, I'm doing math. Did we subtract my learning the spell from the amount of gold that I have left? Okay, cool. I can throw that in.
Okay. All right. So y'all are off to see those of the high mountains. So Frymeath is the one introducing you and takes you to command because, well, you know, your shadowy government cabals can meet in all sorts of places. It's convenient to have a line to where a lot of people end up going in and out every day. they can't have a route hidden in the back of their hallway to every location they use. Just the shipyard. All right. So let's see. On the way there, you're going to go through... I'll just have you roll once for getting through the checkpoints. So, Weldroa, roll a charisma check.
God. That's a 17, so 24.
Get some looks, but you're staying silent. What are you trying to do to look as normal as possible?
Well, I'm standing beside Jesse, and I'm trying to walk the way she walks. As much as is Weldroa possible.
How does Jesse walk?
Like
an orc.
Confidently.
Yeah. Like she's knows how to use her body.
Yeah, I imagine it's a very smooth, balanced walk.
But doesn't think about it at all.
Yeah. She walks hella cool. That's how she walks.
She walks like she's gotten laid and can again.
Yes. All right. Well, Droa, please make a strength check to pilot around your heavy armor and keep everything under control. Remember that your modifier is +2.
+2 is to strength and con. Okay. Ah, that is 28. The 19 on the die.
Okay. Between that and your ability to stand tough and kind of tall and silent next to Jesse, who is tall and tough, it works out. You guys make your way through your checkpoints. And when you head to Command itself, which is, I'm going to say that about 4 days into, or like you guys do this at about the week mark, and the storm has finally quieted down. So it is no, Command is no longer a field hospital, reserve line, you know, chaos war reserves up in the front anymore. So it's a little easier to go in and out, although remnants of that event still remain. Clearly hasn't been fully cleaned up yet. Not that they wrecked the place or anything, but you know. So you make your way through. People are kind of quiet and subdued. This last one was a bad one, both in length and just in amount they got hit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got an overseer with you. And I need one more charisma check from Wealthy.
Okay.
Because
I'm not going to be able to maintain this.
Command has its own security.
Oh, God, that's an 18 on the die.
Hell yeah.
Captain Major gives you a nod as you all walk by, but doesn't stop you.
Ow.
And you are taken, too. You walk past the main council chambers, continue further down the hallway, and then you find the door that is perfectly nice but unmarked, down a slight side passage, and Frymeath opens the door with a key and a small magic jewel that he kind of taps against the lock as well, and you head up some stairs, and you are in what seems like it would be a perfectly nice other council chamber. It's not nearly as big. You think if pressed, it could hold about 20 people? Although given the layout of some of the chairs and stuff, it's the group may be a little bit smaller right this second. But beyond the very nice wood table and the chairs, and among the various signs of luxury and comfort, relatively speaking, in this council chamber, you see those are the high mountains.
Oh.
Standing towards the back against there is a conspicuously blank rock wall that is back there. And it shifts and seems to look your direction as you guys come in. And as the rest of you come in who are not Frymeath, it stands up a little bit taller, emphasizing this thing is tall.
Oh, so you are, it's tall to anybody who isn't Frymeath.
It may be tall to anyone it doesn't recognize.
I mean,
Or maybe it's lording it over the...
Jesse's pretty tall.
Yeah. So those are the high mountains. Is about 7 feet tall, and you're only pretty sure it looked at you. It's also very, very broad, so it's just large. And you're pretty sure it looked at you because it doesn't have a face, per se. Roughly bipedal, two-armed, humanoidish shape, but it is made of rocks of various sizes, mostly giant for limbs and things, getting a little bit smaller elsewhere, that are all moving together as a unit, but have no apparent attachment between them. As you draw closer, you also see that some small rocks are actually slowly orbiting around it, and others within joints or just kind of, you know, close to its side, but not attached, so to speak, are just orbiting freely or like, you know, rotating freely in space. Those of you who know magic, this has to be magic.
Yeah.
The face itself, so to speak, is just a like multifaceted in terms of just it's not smooth. Kind of ovoid shape that is roughly where a head should be.
So it kind of looks like the rock monster from Galaxy Quest.
Ish.
Okay.
With less of a, well, you would guess, with less of like a simian movement pattern. The other thing is, actually, everyone make wisdom checks.
Okay.
You're making vibe checks.
I love a vibe check.
So that's 20 for me.
Ooh.
That's a natural 20 for Jesse on a prime. That's a 31 total on a prime.
Wow. I got a 26, not prime, naturally.
Cool, Vons. How did you do?
I'm working on it. Hold on. Okay. Pull up a web thing. Let's see. I rolled a 3.
So fucking fantastic is what I'm hearing.
not super. And this is a charisma check?
This is a wisdom check.
Oh, that's a little better. So 12?
On not a prime.
Not a prime.
Okay, cool, Vons. This thing big. made of rock. Kind of intimidating. The rest of you get all the way on the spectrum up to what Jesse gets. Jesse, this creature just is. Bold, probably a capital I in there, maybe an underline. Like, it seems immovable, unending, eternal. This will be here once everyone in this room is dead and the arcs have shattered to a million pieces or ground down to nothing from erosion. Like, it's at least as long-lasting as the mountains. It's basically the most solid, permanent feeling thing you have ever seen in your life, to the point that it is unnerving.
I imagine it's like almost the inverse of experiencing the divine.
Yeah, like this is just nature.
Yeah.
The divinity involved. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it makes what some of you guys get from elves feel like nothing by comparison.
Wow.
Is Jesse unnerved by this, or?
Is she?
Because I think of Jesse as like having a lot of those qualities. So I don't know. I actually don't think she'd be like that upset. I think she'd just kind of be like, oh yeah, I'll just go stand by you.
You're cool. So Frymeath walks you all up and says, those of the high mountains, this is the overseer of engineering, Grix, the new overseer of engineering, as you've been informed. And
hello, pleasure.
And his compatriots, who I will have introduced themselves.
Oh, I'm Jesse.
Yeah.
It has to have been prearranged that I'm not going to talk, because my voice is not going to match up to anything anybody's going to see.
Do you do any sort of acknowledgement, or do you just stand stuck still?
Are we alone with those of the high mountain? Or
yes,
we...
there's no one here besides Frymeath. This is clearly
then, some sort of... Oh, then yeah, I think you should go ahead.
I don't think there's any reason that you shouldn't, because this...
Okay.
That's if why we're going to work with this thing, you're not going to be able to not talk the entire time.
Yeah,
sorry. This is clearly not an official council chamber in that it wasn't labeled, and no one else from Frymeath's little side group is here.
Okay, then... I'm Wealthy Daler.
It doesn't appear to react to your interesting vocal intonations.
Kelly, you can feel free to use the voice or not.
Yes.
I understand that.
That felt like a good use of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
An introduction to a official type. Yeah.
And then Cool Vance, how do you introduce yourself?
I don't. I'm I'm being a ninja now, being quiet.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He just waves.
Okay.
Okay, you do something.
Yeah, he waves. He waves very politely.
This is Vaughn's.
Side note, if you become the possibly apocryphal, but I'm not actually sure, tale of the ninja who, or the player who insisted that his character was a ninja, and so it hid under the bottom of the cart and never actually interacted with the player characters and the rest of the one shot at the convention the entire time. That cart will go over very sharp rocks and you will die.
Sure.
No, yeah, ninja all you want. Just don't
Vaughn's
use it.
Vaughn's is just having fun in his new costume.
Yeah.
I actually love that.
No, that's great. Yeah. I figured you weren't going to go down the road of I made my character a loner now. Fuck all y'all.
No, that's the first Vaughn's. They both have loner tendencies, so I can see why you'd think that. But no, this Vaughn's is like, he's just having fun.
Yeah. Sorry, the being a ninja now set up my RPG player red like alert alert beacon. All right.
Oh yeah. Orange flag.
Yeah, so those are the high mountains. Looks at each of you as you speak, and then goes silent and is looking at the group and not saying anything. Frymeath just says,
do y'all talk or like what? This.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
The voice that comes out is kind of a low, gravelly monotone, which
shocking.
Yeah, I may attempt. We'll see. But all right.
What do I get from Sidroa as far as whether or not this creature is evil or neutral or good?
Whoa. This feels neutral is as close as I can get, but more than that.
Okay. That's kind of what I wanted to know. Thank you. I really didn't suspect it was over the top evil. But the amount of neutral it must be, it must be really fucking neutral for you to just go off like that. So, okay.
Yeah. Neutral plus S tier neutral. Like,
oh, okay.
And or a layer above that or beyond that, but still in the neutral category would be the best way for Sidroa could describe it.
Oh, so like potentially a problem because of two neutral. Got it. Okay, fine.
Possibly. And also just forces of nature are neutral in a way you can't convince kind of thing, or just that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So yes, possibly neutral enough it's a problem.
Got it. Okay.
Hey, so has like anybody like told you like what's going on or nah?
The arcs is ending, possibly.
Does that mean that we don't get another season?
It is months. You will get at least one more spring or summer or autumn.
Got it.
Okay. Good to know that there's someone who knows the exact date of our doom.
It is not exact.
What happens to you if that happens?
I will find out.
Oh, cool. Great. Love that you don't know that, but you know. Oh, okay.
I believe I will survive, if that is what you are asking.
Okay, yeah. That's kind of what I... Yes, that's definitely kind of what I was asking.
So we're trying to go see what we can do to help the situation down in the core. We intend to try to either, find a workaround or a delay. And then also we got folks who are looking at ways to safely land and transition or whatever, the home life of all of us. So we've come to you to see how you can help with all that.
We're trying to find first we're like, cause we need to be able to like steer the thing to the, you know, to maybe a landing spot. And so we're trying to go down to the core to find the pilots and get them to like take us in the direction that we, you know, of where we're going to land. And then like we're also like going to try and find Wizard Dave, because we heard that he like can probably help with some of this. We heard maybe you know Wizard Dave.
The Wizard Dave is my creator.
Yeah, that's I think what we heard. Yeah.
Oh. I think I missed that. Wait, isn't those the High Mountains incredibly ancient?
Nope.
Okay.
More has the vibe will continue on long after this point.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you could introduce us. Will you introduce us or nah?
Bring us home to Dad.
If you reach his laboratory, I could possibly introduce you.
Oh, well, that's great. So you're going to come with us or?
Are you asking me to?
Do you just want us to ask you to? I could do this all day.
I have no opinion on the matter.
Okay. I
mean,
it's okay, dude. It's okay to like want to hang out with people. I mean, it looks like you hang out here a lot. And I don't know how much social life you get here. Hey, what kind of rocks are these anyway? Is this igneous or like the metamorphic or like what? Or this whole thing's a mountain, so you're probably igneous, right? I bet you're igneous.
CK question. Granted is igneous, right? It's big slabs of like a mixed, mostly gray stone, but there
is
kind of brown and tan. So
yeah, granite is igneous, but it's also been under pressure, so it crystallizes a little bit.
Igneous primarily.
Cool. Do you hang out with other rocks? Do you guys like
rock and roll?
Get to get, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is there rock music? Oh, I mean, I tried not to say it that way, but is there music for rocks?
Well, I mean, Cool Vons can say that. He won't get a nosebleed from that.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't.
We might not either. It depends. Rock music may be a thing. Maybe all the, you know.
It's just an entirely different genre from what you'd expect. But yeah.
Yeah, it's the music the rock people make. It's called rock music.
If you are asking if the other constructs created by the great wizard Dave have a musical culture, the answer is no.
No.
Are there like a lot of constructs? Because we met another construct, like we know some other constructs, and I don't know like who made
those. They're very different though.
Yeah, they are very different. Do you know like other constructs that Wizard Dave made?
Yes.
Do you know Mitt?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you know X?
No.
Oh.
Let's ask him if he knows anybody, like everybody on the... Actually, do you know anybody else on the arcs?
I don't think it's very social.
Dude, you need a good hang.
Have you heard about the hottest nightclub in town? The Fermenting Fox?
Yeah, nightclub.
No.
You want to?
I do not want, per se, generally.
Well, okay.
Anyway, yes, yes, I think.
Do you experience any, like, positive emotions, my dude? Or any emotions? No, I don't think you do.
I was not designed with this in mind.
Fair enough. But, I mean, like, you know, maybe something got out around the edges or something.
I am designed to follow my directives.
So who made you? Where are those directives at? Can we see? Got them written down?
They are not visible. They are delivered verbally.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Wizard Dave.
So you're, like, not forbidden from, like, a chill hang?
No.
Oh, okay.
Cool, great. Let's go do a chill hang.
We should just have a chill hang, then.
I do not emerge from this chamber, generally. And Frymate just goes, it will arouse some suspicion.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can understand that, but, like, also...
We can stay open late.
I feel like you're just, like, you know, really, you've really encouraged a culture of, like, you know, servitude here, man.
It is more that we will need to give it directions. Those of the high mountains can move through stone as a bird through air.
Oh, well, then that'll be fucking super easy.
Yeah.
And I would just keep in mind that you have been very diplomatic so far, which I appreciate. Just know that you can't order those of the high mountains to do your bidding.
Well, yeah, that's why we're having a chill hang, so that we can, like, talk about shit.
I was more thinking in the future when you are down in the depths, under stress.
If it wants to do stuff that we don't want to do, vice versa.
Or refuses to do something that could be helpful.
Yeah, so what do you do all day?
Wait.
Oh, yeah, chill hang 1000%, 24/7 forever.
What you waiting for?
Orders, probably.
The task of moving creatures to the core supplemental power intake system.
Oh, yeah, that.
It has been some time.
Yeah.
The one called Aristique has also been absent recently. And
well, not right now.
Less absent than you think.
Yeah, Aristique's dead, my dude. Sorry. Hopefully you didn't have any feelings about her.
We got you an Aristique, but somebody eated her.
Oh my god.
Did Kulvan actually say that out loud?
Yeah.
All things pass.
Jesse barks a laugh and goes, you should hang out with Hank more.
This explains why that task has not been given to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
God, she's such a cold bitch.
Yeah, well, she's dead now.
I'm never going to stop hating her.
She can't hurt anyone ever again unless she gives you a stomachache.
Yeah, anyway, I don't know that's going to happen. We got to find some alternate solutions because it's not sustainable.
Yeah, because, like, we really can't just, like, keep feeding people to the, you know, core or whatever, because that's not how.
It's not cool, man.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it's not the way civilized societies work.
you see Frymouth a little, there's been a lot of civilized societies with various forms of sacrifice. He's not saying that out loud, but you get the expression of,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's doing, like, an anthropological, like, side glance.
Essentially, like, yeah.
Yeah.
That famous, you know, subtitle, side glance at anthropologists.
Yeah.
Available only in certain cuts of the movies.
A little bit of a shrug, like,
yeah.
We do a quick glance at each other. Do we want to bring it with us?
I don't know. Do diplomacy.
Well, I don't think that's I think it's more of a us question. Like, I'm asking us if we want it to come.
And I'm thinking you might have a better idea as to whether or not he's going to be... It will, whether or not it's going to be, actually, what is it? What are its pronouns?
It appears to be.
I have a feeling you've got a better idea as to whether or not it's going to be helpful in the spaces we might bring it. Like, I have a feeling Jesse and Vons are just like, yeah, let's hang out with a rock guy. That sounds like fun. But we're not, maybe we're not considering the ramifications as much as the diplomatic Grix might.
Yeah. It might be good for him to come because it knows stuff down there that we don't know. And connection to the wizard Dave, and something that can move through rock like a bird through air sounds.
Yeah, that does sound cool.
Useful for.
Well, I mean, like, can it take people with it, or
even if it can't, like scouting or getting around obstacles, finding ways forward.
I don't know about Jesse, but Vons was definitely doing a can we keep it kind of.
Like that little seems like
unwise.
Toe bounce.
Yeah, toe bounce.
I want it. Dad.
It's like a golem, but not a golem. Like, guy, he seems cool.
Not promise elemental I'll clean exactly, it but kind of. It and...
What?
Not an elemental exactly, but kind of.
Like a created elemental?
Rock elemental is, yeah, sounds a bit like one. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think we should. But, like, what if we get to Wizard Dave and it introduces us to Wizard Dave? And then Wizard Dave is like, oh, those of the high mountains kill everybody.
Yeah, that could happen.
And then we'd be fighting those of the high mountains.
But would Wizard Dave do that? Is he like.
We don't know anything about Wizard Dave. Frymeath, do you know anything about Wizard Dave? Do you know Wizard Dave? Did you used to know Wizard Dave and then you had like a tragic falling out?
Dave was reclusive. I realize the irony of this statement as of my last several years. But
oh, I don't know what that means.
Kept to himself and was difficult to get to know. Also,
oh,
very pragmatic in a way that I found disturbing.
Ruthless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aw. But like, you know him.
Barely. He retreated to the core shortly after our launch, and I was primarily busy helping the defense up until then.
Oh, so like really shortly after the launch?
Yes.
Oh, weird.
Said he would go down there to keep an eye on things and never came back.
Oh, those of the high mountains, is Wizard Dave still alive? Do you know?
The Wizard Dave still resides in his laboratory.
Well, that's not the question that I asked.
That is the answer you were given.
Yikes.
Could you give me a different answer?
No.
Okay, cool. Have we been told to give us that answer?
There's a long pause. Yes.
Were you told to give us that answer by someone who's not alive anymore?
Jesse, make a charisma check.
That's a 24 total. It's not a prime.
I was given the order, the directive, by the great wizard Dave.
Again, not the question I asked, but okay, man.
I cannot disclose his current status.
Oh, okay. Is that because he's dead?
I cannot disclose his current status.
Aw, man. Okay. Sometimes that works on my kids.
Anything else y'all would like to ask of or talk to those of the high mountains about before your, I suppose, chill hang, followed by delving into the depths of this mountain far beyond where anyone's gone for a very long time, or at least that anyone came back from going.
I feel like there's probably some kind of a riddle here, but I don't know if Cool Vons is worried about riddles.
I think that either Dave is dead and like everything's running on last orders, or Dave's a lich.
Well, we haven't run up against a lich or yet, so that Dave's should be interesting.
Something else.
That's not true. You did run up against a lich.
You fought him in everything.
in the room when Erisine was dead, and
oh, that's right. There was a lich there. Okay, never mind.
That's part of the fight with that magic user.
I remember coming back and listening to that episode and being like, they fought a lich, and nobody told me that they fought a lich. I feel like that's the kind of thing that you would think that I would want to know about. And then nobody told me.
Normally, witches are, or liches are, like, beefier. Like,
they got more. Didn't hang around very long. Yeah.
Yeah. They're normally, like, the denouement of a long slog. And then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't just show up at the end of the. I mean, they show up at the end, but you know that that's what you've been working on.
And then
towards.
When they do, they've got many tricks up their sleeves.
Maybe the lich didn't care that much and was like, I'll just go back to my phylactery. Bye. A mystery for another day.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here anymore. I'm despawning.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, I think yes, it would be useful to have those of the high mountain. I think it would open more doors, and even if there was the potential of a, you know, conflict at some point, I think that's worth taking.
Okay.
This guy doesn't.
Hey, those of the. Oh, go. Sorry. Go ahead.
This guy seems chill. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
As overseer of engineering, you and the head of engineering, I am allowed to provide assistance to.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we'd love to have you come with us. Please do.
Okay.
Good talk.
So, do you like beer or?
Oh, it said it doesn't like anything. It doesn't have things that it.
I do not consume things. Like,
oh, that's
you
a
do.
Relief.
Oh,
so
Joel kind
of goes, ah!
Can you consume things or?
No.
Oh, okay. What if like, we like poured stuff, like what if we like poured some beer over you? Would you be able to experience it at all?
I do not know. No one has attempted this.
Oh, we should figure that out.
Could we like chisel some eyebrows on you so that we have an idea about what you're thinking?
Oh, it's not gonna
help. No, that's not gonna help.
No, that's not gonna help.
It doesn't have opinions.
We'll just be stone faced the entire time.
Ba-dum-bum.
Thank you.
Oh, do you look at things or do you just like see whatever stone sees?
I was designed to mimic looking as a way of comforting individuals who observe me.
So like the latter?
Out of the two options presented, yes.
So if we like blindfold you, you could still like totally see everything?
Correct.
Well, you don't actually have eyes, is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah, like what if we cover all of you in like a paper bag? It's a big paper bag. It's a hypothetical big paper bag. Oh, we're saying all of this while walking, I assume.
Or a lap sack. Yeah.
I would destroy it.
No.
But could you see?
Yes.
But like outside the bag?
To an extent.
Ooh, neat.
Oh, quick question. Can you get orders from the Wizard Dave, like, without being in the same place as the Wizard Dave?
Yeah, does he, like, talk to you with a sort of stone radio?
I do not know what a radio is.
I mean,
oh, yeah, I
all, guess all radios use quartz, right?
Yeah, there's an amount of quartz in granite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't they still? Do they?
A lot of them. Do most things that have some kind of digital, especially timekeeping or clock, like not literal clocks, but like even CPUs. Some CPUs used to have a little piece of quartz in them.
Oh, they still do. Cool. Anyway, yes.
Dave insisted on giving orders in person as part of my design.
Okay, so you can't get remote orders, is what I'm saying.
Correct.
Okay, cool. Well, that's good to know.
An anti-impersonation measure.
Oh.
Dave was always very cautious about the abilities of other wizards.
Oh. Have you ever heard of the Great Squirrelo?
Yes.
Why?
Were they like rivals or whatever?
No.
Oh, so they're exes.
No.
Okay. I'm out of options.
The Great Squirrelo was mentioned in the past by the council that meets in the chamber.
In this chamber?
Yes. I believe one of them found him annoying.
Only one?
That doesn't sound like the Great Squirrelo. He's very chill and even-handed.
As the Great Wizard Dave said, great wizards are often misunderstood.
Chessie glances at Weldroa, Yep.
Anyway.
When should I arrive at your nightclub?
Do we have more stuff to do?
Not really right this second. Like, we're just kind of doing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. After this, we're going to skip to you all getting your people from the ground as kind of the last thing.
Okay. Okay.
This is like in the middle of the shopping montage, prep montage we were having last time. It's just its own discrete scene. So.
Okay.
Give us like, and then I name the number of hours until like midnight.
Affirmative.
Cool. And then Jesse goes home and asks if Hank and kindness.
It's like a fucking mind virus.
Fuck me.
Wow.
Intrusive thought.
If Hank and kindness, I think it's because Hank.
Yeah, I can see
that. I thought that it was HH, but it's not. Anyway, kindness and Hank want to hang out with a rock construct without any opinions.
I mean, it sounds less judgmental. I bet that's appealing to somebody.
Are we going to hang out or are we just leaving?
This is in the middle.
This
of
is for
prep,
the chill so. Hangout.
Oh, the, yeah. Oh, this. Oh, oh. I thought yeah. Okay. Out the chill hangout is going to be later. Act. Okay, never mind. Yep.
Yeah.
No, because we're trying to get to know it.
Okay.
We're trying to figure out how to befriend it.
Does it know things?
I mean, the only way to find out is to ask it.
Because, like, your traditional golems, do they? I don't think the golems know things. I think they just do things.
Oh, I think this is more.
Everybody has like, existential pause moment. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this one is more, a little more, like.
Sentient.
Yeah. Self aware.
But it doesn't like,
have opinions. It doesn't have like that. But
wants
it,
or likes. Does it yeah. have likes? Do we know if it has likes?
It seemed to indicate no.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And no one has ever said they're chill and has no preference about something while secretly having a preference.
So
stares at many, many people in this room.
There is not a mirror, but I would be looking right in it.
So what if does it like reproduce?
No.
Finally, part two of does the corruption fuck?
maybe it just divides.
I mean, you know, Jesse is not asking that question, but you know for sure, Erisine would have been like, "So you ever fuck? You ever fuck my grandma?" She knows the answer. She's just trying to make it feel uncomfortable. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have any other, like, rock constructs floating around here, so there's... Ideally, we'd have, like, another rock construct with, like, really good cleavage, if you see what I did there, and just have it, like, walk in front of this guy and see if anything happens. But we got nothing here. But with the first rock construct, even have interest in that. Oh, this is quite the curiosity.
Oh, and to answer Jesse's question, Hank goes, sure. And Kindness is like, can I bring my notebook or would that be weird?
I'm pretty sure that this thing would not care at all if you were taking notes. No. I mean, I would ask it, but yeah.
Excellent.
Does it have an... Oh yeah, it has a name.
They arrange a sitter.
It's a long name.
I imagine that in the Temple of Xandra, that's like dead easy.
Yeah.
You think it'll let me call it Flecky?
Got a lot of people who are all about family and very down to, you know, taking someone else's kids for the evening or whatever, if that's what needs to be a thing.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Sorry, Adam, what did you
responsibility.
Say?
Oh, don't worry about it.
No, I would Adam, really like say? To know.
Oh, Vons is just like pondering all the other things that you do with like a pet. Because he's kind of started thinking of this guy as like a pet rock. It has no opinions, attitudes, whatever. It just sits there, but it hangs out with you.
Yeah,
maybe
it does.
If you put some moss on it, you can make a chia pet.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Chia pets have gotten interesting if you've ever looked them up on Amazon. You can get a chia Weird Al.
I was gonna say, makes sense. I feel like when I've encountered them in stores, they have been Yeah, they're getting weird.
Yeah.
Good for him. Glad so he got a licensing deal.
What, Weird Al?
Yeah.
It's true. Licensing deals have been tricky for him.
Weird Al, if you ever want to come on our podcast.
Dude, there are podcasts about Weird Al that Weird Al isn't on.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be the thing. We're not going to be like, tell us all about yourself again. Play this chill game so we have a fill-in when one of the PCs gets eviscerated. Or, you know, just hang out. Or make a fucking off-the-wall character that was incredibly funny. Will Jelson Squab ever turn up again? I don't know.
Only if we go to the ground again, I think.
For some reason, everyone suddenly decides, do I just start sacrificing people and not land the arcs?
I imagine if anybody's capable of finding the portal up here and just kind of wandering into it, Jelson is.
That's not, I don't see that happening at all.
I do agree that if anyone would find it on accident and go through it, it would be him. But
but he'd also have to have somehow found one of the keys to the portal.
Or he just, you know, steps wrong in the forest through the one tiny flicker glitch of space and time and just steps onto the arcs.
Or he just, like, talks to the people who are around the portal. Like, oh, you know those guys too? Yeah.
Why is the strange man banging on the window, which he can't see? Halfway up a cliff. Yeah, I imagine the Jinkies must have a weird time if they ever get solicitors. First off, no, we don't want anything. Second off, how are you alive? All right. Time passes. You have a chill hang.
Very briefly, I do want to say, just for the record, we don't have to play it out, but in that time I do some of my council member work.
Yeah.
I set up stuff so that there's objectives and plans while we're gone. And
yeah. And
I don't just leave it all hanging.
Yeah. And yeah.
I'm saying this explicitly so that it's not just hand waved.
Yeah. So. You do that. You'd already talked a while back to the head engineer and Sui Shona the Elder.
Right.
The first about a kind of running stuff. So, right. Yeah, they can step back in.
Cool.
It's much less stressful when it's temporary.
And no sacrificing people.
Done.
I mean, it's just a society where you even have to say that.
At Chill Hang, Jesse asks, So, those are the high mountains. Like, obviously, we don't want you to, you know, put anybody else in the core. But, like, is there anything that we could say to, like, get you to not do it on your own?
Please clarify.
Well, you said you, like, are, you know, doing what people tell you to do, but, like, I don't know. Did anybody, like, tell you to do that kind of thing on, like, a schedule or anything, or?
No, it is to be done. Accompanying the order, a command word must be used.
Oh, okay.
And it must be from a certain group of people.
Oh, okay.
Most of whom, I believe, have passed.
Yeah, our understanding is that it's just Frymeath and Lyriel who would still be able to give it, and they both said that they're not going to do that. So, but like Wizard Dave didn't tell you to do that, did they? Did he?
Wizard Dave can also ask of it of me, but I am not allowed to decide the individual. They must be chosen by someone else, and Dave was distant, quite literally, from most everyone else.
Oh, so he like couldn't tell you who to.
Correct. They do must be too. Brought to me.
Oh.
You two-F-A'd a golem.
You know, when you're having a golem that can perform human sacrifice, I feel like that extra layer of protection is useful.
So you really don't have stuff you like? You just kind of like wait and hang out?
Do you do stuff during the day?
No.
No hobbies.
Unless I am asked to be the representative of Dave. On council business. I speak on his behalf.
Oh, so you know what Dave wants.
When's the last time you talked to Dave?
Not within the last month.
Within the past year?
I am often. The great wizard Dave has entrusted me to answer most questions without checking with him first.
Huh. Interesting. Go.
But, like, have you talked to the wizard, Dave, in the past year?
I only travel to him when it is necessary. I am intended to be on call in case contributions need to be made to the core.
Gross. I love all these deflections. It's great.
He is made of stone.
And that's not a criticism. No, you're doing good at this.
When is the last time someone else told you to go visit the wizard, Dave?
Over 5 years ago.
Gotcha.
Okay. Was it like more than 10 years ago?
The last time I was asked to take something directly to the great wizard, Dave, was 8 years ago.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. Thank you. That was a very straightforward answer to that question, and I really appreciate it. I don't think that you care, but I do.
Yeah, there's been a lot of like 20 questions here. So, does Wizard Dave fit into a bread box?
Not unless a spell is used.
Is Wizard Dave a bread box?
Have you met a wizard who is a bread box?
I'm pretty sure Wealthy could fit into a bread box.
You first.
The great Wizard Dave is human.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, we're surprised by somebody named Dave is a human?
No.
Dave is a traditional elvish name.
Humans are shifty like that.
No, I'm more interested in the fact that Dave is not, I don't know, I guess in my mind, when one becomes a lich, one becomes, you know, not human anymore. But I guess that's wrong. But also, if Dave is human, how has he been around for, like, over 500 years?
Well, he is a lich.
We don't know that for sure.
It's a suspicion, okay.
I mean, we know, but we don't know. I would like positive confirmation on that, personally. Okay, well, this is cool, man. I love this.
Okay.
For us.
All right.
Roughly at about this point, a peaceminder comes in and goes over to Grix.
I love
everybody act normal.
Kind of looks at the giant stone creature and the person who is in full armor at a bar.
Everybody act normal.
And you just see this person make the decision that they're not going to open up this can of worms. Nope.
It's not just worms in that can.
Overseer Grix.
Yeah. How's it going?
Again, narrator, this is about midway through that 2-week section, just for this second part to make sense. You know, the storm is finally letting up.
Oh, great.
And because of that, we now have the personnel to let you know that several people currently in our jail for being in the maintenance tunnels are asking to see you and say they're here on your authority.
Oh, okay. Sure. I will come see that. Who are they? Did they give you names?
I'm just carrying the message. Although one of them said, it will be funnier if it's a surprise.
Oh man, who would that be?
Who would that be? okay, yeah. Let's go see the funny surprise.
All right, who goes with?
I mean, Jessie's, like, made herself his bodyguard, so she's gonna go.
If people want to stay and still keep chill hanging with those of the High Mountain, and
I think Weldroa should talk to those of the High Mountain, because I think that would be very funny.
If Weldroa tries to get up, Vons would hold her down and just like, no, stay. Just stay here. That's too high profile.
No, I wasn't going to go.
Is Vons going to go?
No. Vons has like... He's looking for something to draw on the High Mountains with.
How about Cool Vons? Or was that both of them?
Oh, no, that was Cool Vons.
Okay.
Cool Vons would love for this thing to have a face of some kind. Kind of wigging him out. Less Cool Vons. Well, he's probably still brewing potions or bottling them up or something.
All right. Jessie and Grix, head on down to the jail section of the prison section of command. Also known as relatively chill section. And you're brought back through several rooms and are taken into an area that's labeled as group holding. Who walks in first? Is it Grix or Jesse? I realize you're close to each other.
Yeah. I mean, probably me, because I'm the one who's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Okay. Grix, you think you feel a faint air movement above you as you move in. Jesse, you are gently tapped by two antennae from the ceiling above you as Hello? You enter the room.
Antenna?
There is a giant beetle hanging out on the ceiling.
Percy?
It's Percy.
Oh, hey!
Oh, sorry, hey. He keeps getting out.
How come you got arrested?
Lucky steps up. Well, we were in the tunnels during a storm.
Yeah.
Something no one ever does, for sure, and got caught.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
Also, we have people with us that no one recognizes, so that probably didn't help.
Oh, okay. Jankies?
You look upon the group. I prepare to re-describe everyone.
Okay.
For new listeners.
It's been a minute.
Exactly. Well, we all know Lucky.
Yeah.
Original Recipe Vaughn's younger sister.
Yeah.
Who is slightly taller than him, I have decided.
And
because I feel like cool that would happen and I find it funny.
And Cool Vaughn's sister in dimension.
Yeah.
Is that the
term? I don't want to call her extra crispy now.
Yeah. Most people are obviously out of their arms and armor, but Green is there. Another fox folk, a knight, still wearing the padded armor one would wear underneath a breastplate and chain. And she's been busy operating out of second base on the ground, along with a lot of other people. And yeah, Percy the Beetle is her mount. Next to her, we have someone who I've described as having short blonde hair, green eyes, and big dick energy.
Elara!
Has come back. Half-elf monk, just kind of leaning back against the wall. You know, acknowledging you guys. Seemingly happy you're here, but... Yep, she's one of Green's best friends. And it's also Green and Elara are two of the four members of Defended Delves. And then there's someone that all of you know is a dragon, but is not currently dragonish. Shield
of the East.
Yep.
Currently, I'm so glad Vaughn's isn't here for all of this.
Currently appearing as a very muscular, tall, androgynous human, but you know there's a dragon right under there.
And you specifically forgot to mention that they're Vaughn's son. Child.
Yes, Vaughn's son, Shield of the East.
There's only one person who thinks that.
I just...
That is how we have introduced them to many people all over the apps.
That's true.
I don't think anyone believes us, but we're extending this bit so far.
It's people who are like, that can't be true, or just like, well, it's a thing they're going with. I don't know. Maybe they were adopted. Whatever. It's not worth interrogating. It's
gonna be little fox seems convinced. I'm just gonna leave this alone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So after that, we have a pale, tall, gangly elf who, you know, was rocking that fashionably depressed look, which would probably be cooler if he wasn't also chronically Jaspar. Majorly depressed.
Jaspar.
And is he wearing his grandma's?
No, because they took their armor and stuff away.
Oh.
Because they're in jail. Yeah, he's actually clearly wearing loner clothes that are way too big on him because there's not really space for anything under that armor.
Fair enough.
To give context, Jasper inherited some armor that has been described as thought. Yes, that's THOT armor. You ever seen kind of a silvery chain mesh that is also skin tight and stretches and has a skirt and like the crop top version of a breastplate? Because you will have with him. Sometimes you inherit your great-great-great-grandmother's armor and shit happens. So those are all the people that, you know, you kind of would expect to be here. And then there's some grumpy bearded guy. Looks uncomfortable.
Janky!
No, okay.
Currently wearing what we and the listeners would recognize as something like a wetsuit made of kelp and seaweed.
Is that one of the people from Harper's Fleet?
You hear some sort of ethereal singing somehow while looking at this person.
I'm sorry, I'm not remembering.
Enya. Harper, second in command, and security person.
Mm.
Who is the one who picked you guys up from the beach? Because I gave him a 1 in 20 chance of showing up, and it got rolled.
Cool.
Which meant I got to override a different roll.
That table just least, keeps getting bigger.
Harper has shown back up.
Cool. Wow.
Massive wavy black hair.
That's worse. Skin,
looks very swashbuckling. And looks relaxed. This doesn't look like my fleet got destroyed. I'm
the last one alive.
Yeah, no. And it's also alive, so it's fine. Nah, yeah, she is the captain of Harper's Fleet, which is one of the last remaining human settlements, but also is from Aea originally and adventured with our merry band of travelers across that land. And no one died, so that was cool. Success.
Oh, hey, Harper, how's it going?
Great. I heard you needed help on an adventure, and I'm really sick of being cooped up on a boat, so I thought I would take a...
So you came up here to get cooped up underground?
It's a different kind of cooped up, and okay. Your underground isn't full of metal and deadly things.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, probably deadly things, different deadly things.
I mean, it's full of deadly things, but not, like, metal.
Different deadly things.
Unless stone is metal.
Core is metal.
Spaces out.
Yeah. Oh.
Panicking that she doesn't know, and she may have just said a stupid thing.
This is Jesse just kind of thinking to herself, yeah.
For what it's worth, Jesse, I wouldn't consider stone metal.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, it's metal stone. Yeah.
So that's who you got from the ground.
Green, okay. Alara, cool. Shield, Jaspar, Enya, and Harper.
Yep.
She turns, Jesse turns to the Peaceminder. What do we got to do to get these guys out of here? Because, yeah, we knew about them.
You can understand why we weren't just going to trust the word of a giant, heavily armed group.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And say, if you two can sign these forms, they're free to go.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
And thoroughly checked, no corruption, and frankly, the fine is minor, and if they're here at the overseer's request, then we can just chalk it up as a misunderstanding, because that's exactly what it is.
Sure.
Great.
All right. You guys sign some paperwork. You got your buddies. Your buddies get all their gear returned. You have your group. And we jump forward. Unless anyone has any last specific bits they want to accomplish. To you all standing in front of one of the larger kind of freight elevator things you can take past the first few levels, because some of you would have difficulty fitting through the smaller maintenance hatches.
Uh-huh.
And you have a giant crew, and give me one sec, because I need to look at my list so I make sure I don't forget anyone.
All right.
Okay. You have Alvin, you have May, you have Cog, Lucky, Zykra, who, by the way, is a golden dragonborn who was raised by kobolds and is very friendly and also an alchemist, so Vaughn distrusts her completely. You have FM. You have Mir with goat friend and cart. You got one of the two people I put on the optional but has to ask / convince list, those of the high mountains. And then you also have Green, Alara, Shield, Jaspar, Enya, and Harper.
Fascinating.
Jaspar's like, sorry, Mitt couldn't come. One of us needed to watch the base.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. He's an extremely responsible young person.
He is amazingly good at leadership, it turns out.
Rad.
Yeah, cool. Cool. Great.
All right.
Are we all comfortable with this?
I did think of one other thing that I want to make sure that someone has done.
Sure.
Without everybody else, just like the core original player characters, Jesse wants to ask, or I guess actually like Jesse would maybe not think of the hierarchy of this. So probably just, all of the player characters, Jesse wants to go and ask Frymeath, hey, so like if something happens and those of the high mountains like gets out of control, like what the fuck do we do? Like is there like a failsafe?
If there is, I don't know about it. I would recommend running and quite possibly splitting up.
Oh.
I have never seen those of the high mountain in combat, but I can tell you from just looking at it, I'm not sure how much damage weapons would do.
Yeah.
That said, it's never been aggressive.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
I don't imagine it has.
But like, what if the wizard Dave like tells it to like kill us all?
Try to grab the great wizard Dave and make him retract his order, I suppose.
Oh. But like he what if he's like
mean about it?
Mean about it.
I'm sure you all can be charming and convincing.
Jesse looks around. Okay.
And Grix, those of the high mountains may not need to listen to your orders, but does respect your office.
Yeah.
That could be good leverage.
Okay, great. Thanks for the heads up.
Of course.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Oh, and you were brought one breaky stick from the ground.
Ooh.
So you have that in your pocket too. Just be careful about making sure everyone's in or out of that circle.
Not half has no in safety the circle. Features.
And there's a lot of us for that.
Yeah.
Would you guys be cool if Jesse took that one since Grix has the other portal?
Cool by me.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
All right, so everyone gets loaded.
Where does this breaky stick go to?
They only go to the Jinkies lab, so they're keyed to it. So breaky stick will take you to the Jinkies base on the surface.
Rad. Okay. Adam, what
specifically the light room.
The decontamination room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Adam.
Buh.
You have been brewing.
Uh-huh.
What potions do you have to hand out? Because
you have 2 weeks.
You had 2 weeks and 97.50 for potions. Uh-huh. And some of us would also have been willing to give you more gold if you needed more gold on top of it.
Oh no, I've done the math.
Dear listener, the remainder of the episode will be the minutia of potion brewing and logistics surrounding that. If that is of interest to you, please continue listening, and it will be enjoyable. If that is of not interest to you, please skip to the end, and we will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
Because of the limitations on how many potions I can make, I'm only making... I'm only spending, that math is okay. I have 2,730 remaining gold.
2,730?
Uh-huh. I couldn't spend all of the nearly 10,000 of gold, so.
Okay, I'm writing that down also as group gold, not as my personal gold.
Sure. And yes, I've got lots of potions to distribute. I haven't figured out everything in the throughout yet. That's just the math on how many I'm going to be able to make. I've got 14 level 5 spells to figure out, or level 5 concoctions to figure out. It's so easy to think of them as spells. It's such a shorter word. But I can't make Breath of Life yet. I was thinking about, of what I can make. I'm making 12 of those into cure critical wounds. Ian,
yes.
If I understand correctly, this is not like a dual mode concoction. I have to decide when I make it if it's cure or cause critical wounds.
Yeah, I think it wouldn't make sense to be able to have a flip to switch for, or switch to flip for a concoction.
There's just a switch on its back that sets it to evil.
There's like a glow stick glass vial inside. If you just drink it, it's fine. If you break the vial and shake it, it combines.
And if Bonds throws it at you to try to give you some range healing, yeah. You just really roll the dice on that one.
Yeah. Or Bonds like trips.
Trips. All the things break, including the vials, and Bonds just dies in a pool of his own potions.
Yeah.
Well, the only two level 5 spells I have are that one, which I'll probably make an amount of those into cause critical wounds, and Ethereal Jaunt, which I'll probably only need one of. So I'm going to say that I'm distributing 10 cure light wound or cure serious wounds and 3 cause serious wounds and 1 Ethereal Jaunt. He'll just keep to himself.
Okay, so 10 cure serious.
Uh huh.
2 deal cause serious.
Yeah.
Assuming you'll keep the Ethereal Jaunt.
Yes. So, sorry. That's 3 cause serious.
Okay, 3 cause serious. Okay.
And yeah, you'll just hold on to the Ethereal Jaunt.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the level 5s. Those are the exciting ones. They cost 100 GP a piece.
Uh-huh.
In level 4, we have 2 unlocked things: healing gas and freedom of movement. Level 4's got some raging good stuff in it.
Healing gas can do like a group heal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an area of effect heal. And I just accidentally hit my haste macro. When you accidentally hit the macro. Okay.
All been there.
Yep. Just had to figure out where it went. Okay, so yeah, we've got back to that part of the page. It's a big page, guys. It's a big note page. page. We're gripping a page. So big.
Please don't whisper.
Okay. So, between healing gas and freedom of movement, he's not going to need a lot of freedom of movement. We get to make 28 of these spells. So healing gas isn't bimodal like the other one is, right? I don't have to worry about splitting this one into like poison gas.
Correct. If I didn't write it on there. It only heals.
Well, then I don't see Vons wanting any more than maybe 3 freedom of movement. This is basically just a thing that would let him escape grapples, but he's been grappled a lot. So he wants 4 freedom of movements all of a sudden. All of the worst stuff happens when Vons gets grappled. So that leaves 24 healing gases to distribute.
Let's distribute. Well, let's hear what all of the rest of them are. And then we'll figure out how to distribute them.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the level 3 slot, we've got Cure Serious Wounds. That appears to be...
I thought Cure Serious was in level 5.
I think that's supposed to be... God, I think... Right, it's Cure Serious, and then the highest level one is Cure Critical.
Oh, Critical. That's better. Yeah, the name is Critical.
The naming system is slightly different.
My bad, guys. I'm sorry about that confusion.
That's okay.
So this one is Cure Serious. And then he's also got Call Lightning at this level. These ones are 50 GP apiece.
Does Call Lightning have to have any like environmental requirement?
It does. It requires outsidedness or some kind of storm happening in the vicinity.
I don't think that that's going to do much in the underground.
Yeah, not much in the underground. So unless we run into an underground storm, may as well be entirely. And I've got 28 of this one, too. So.
Yay.
And it's not bimodal. So it's just going to cure your serious wounds 28 times.
There's actually a cause serious wounds.
Is there?
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. So if you want to cause some serious wounds.
You know, he's got to have some ammunition for his doodad. Squirt some serious wounds at people.
Although, for the cure spells, it looks like you can also use them on undead and not their damage form. And they will hurt undead specifically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. Let's see. Oh, he also knows shape stone or wood. That's he's got stone shape oil. And it makes sense if we're going to be underground to make a couple of those, too.
Yes, I agree.
Did you pick up the whole bulb thing?
He did.
Okay, that's the next level down, though, right?
This is level 3. The whole bulb is...
Level 2, maybe?
It might be. Reading is hard, you guys. Whole bulb. Where are you? There you are. Yeah, level 2.
Cool.
So it does make sense for him to pick up some shape stone. Call it about 4 of those at least. Well, we can distribute it too, so it makes sense for some of our more utilitarian or whatever characters to have some shape stone on them.
Only utilitarians, no collectivists.
So then they'll just be like what making little statues with it or something.
What level is shape stone?
3. So out of the 28 slots I have for level 3, I think we make about 6 of them shape stone. Call. I don't think we need any call lightning. I think he's actually got a couple on him anyway that he'll probably leave at home since we're going to be underground. Call the remaining 22 cure serious wounds. Okay. Well, if there is a cause serious wounds, I don't have it on my list.
Oh, there is.
Okay.
I would say, especially by now, you've figured out how to, you know, flip it and reverse it. So.
Yeah. I'm going to copy and paste this into the sheet here. Well, how does that function work in this program? Oh, boy.
I do appreciate getting this done now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to.
That does remind me that I've just started looking at a Fantasy Grounds as a virtual tabletop thing. That was the one where one person can buy it and then everyone else can just connect with the demo software. Mm. It's promising so far.
Cool. Ian, would you say that it causes 3d8 of damage?
Yes.
Okay, I've got that in my notes. I feel like a 80-20 distribution on this remaining amount makes sense. So the remaining 22 times 0.8 is close enough to 18. So we're going to say 18 cure serious wounds.
And then 6 cause serious.
Yeah.
Four cause serious.
Yes.
Okay. Level 2.
6. Okay, level 2. There we are. At level 2, I've got aid, invisibility, knock, water breathing. That's it. So, yeah, level 2 is quite utilitarian. And I've got 56 slots for it.
Wow.
Aid is not super useful. It raises your defense and it protects you against fear. So Jesse doesn't need that at all, as far as I can tell. Maybe.
It doesn't hurt to have more defense. And we're going to maybe go up against a lich, which sounds pretty fucking scary. So I don't know.
I'd say out of the 56, maybe give 12 to aid. That's enough to supplement the whole party.
What if
more or less?
What if you did? Because there's 56, man. What if we did half to aid, and then we can each have 2, and then if we have one, like people can take them as needed.
Definitely, the bulk stay with you, but
yeah,
some division. Yeah.
Also, when we do the wrap, a couple of lines. I'll mention this, but I actually accidentally left Aramith off the list.
Oh,
Aramith. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so call 32 of them aid. You know me, I'm always excited about some breathing underwater, especially if we get stuck in an underwater tunnel.
I would never.
Okay. Yeah, that's never happened before.
That's right.
knock, invisibility, water breathing, and hole bulb.
Hole bulb!
Yeah.
Oh, we want a lot of hole bulb.
I'm sorry. I'm not hearing that at all.
Hole, H-O-L-E, bulb, B-U-L-B. So bulb like a tulip.
Okay.
It makes holes.
Okay. In rock or dirt.
Yeah.
But that tends to be the kind of thing that you only need to use like in an instant. And then it's, yeah.
We use this?
Pretty effective.
No, yeah. They just gave the spell in the shopping list.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I missed that. It was one of the ones that was in the shopping
list.
Got
it. Got it. Okay. I missed that.
I'm picturing about 8 of those.
Sure. Yeah. Did you say you have 56 or 64?
56.
56.
And
32 is aid?
Yeah.
What if 28 is aid?
Oh, no. Aid is not the good one.
Sorry. 24 is aid.
24 is aid. Okay.
24 is aid.
But we're thinking that if we go up against a lich, having something that helps us with fear saves might be a good thing.
Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
30, or like whatever else is fury.
32 is remaining. So we're subtracting 8 from the 32 for whole bulb. What leaves us is 24 remaining.
8 whole bulb.
And I feel like invisibility, you know what, let's pull at least 4 of these for knock. Can't always count on cool Vons to pick the locks.
Sure.
Or Aramith. Yes, that's true. How many did you say water breathing?
I haven't yet.
Okay.
And then what have we got? That leaves us with the 20 for the remaining potions. Let's see. We could go 10 and 10 invisibility and water breathing.
That sounds great. Okay. And then level 1, I'm assuming there's a bajillion of these.
And I'm recommending half a bajillion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what are the slots we've got? We've got cure light wounds, feather fall, remove fear. I just kind of marked a lot of this stuff as checked off. I don't know if I've actually, let's see. I don't know if, yeah. I don't think I actually learned resist elements. Did I?
I think I just gave you all the level one stuff, and then I decided to actually start making you learn stuff later.
Oh, okay.
Because I kind of forgot. So yeah, just assume you know all the level ones.
Well, that's great, because we got a fuckload of slots. 70 slots, officially.
Y'all are going to be clanking around with all the bobs.
Among that is Cure Light Wounds. So I could see giving everybody like three of those, which would put that at about 30 Cure Light Wounds. Is how many members in the party?
I'm counting. 22.
22 members in the party?
Jesus.
So we can't give everyone three Cure Light Wounds. We could give everyone two Cure Light Wounds. I do think Featherfall would be really good to have, though, also.
Well, Featherfall is also an area of effect.
Is it?
Right? Yeah, because I think we just had like people in pairs or trios when we did that dive off the arcs.
Yeah, like, you guys went in small groups. And it wasn't casting, because I don't think everyone could cast Featherfall. And also, I remember Vons had to very carefully drink Featherfall to make it so the giant rock that was trying to, you know, wreck his shit didn't get the same benefit.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You guys were fighting outside, and Wealthy decided she'd had enough of her leg weighing her down.
Yeah, that was an episode. Well, if I spend 40 on the Cure Light Wounds, that leaves 30. Featherfall sounds somewhat useful. If we're using it in an emergency, I don't think that we'll need more than 10. And it would, anytime we're planning on descending a big height, we've got an illusionist.
It's true, we do.
I feel like trusting an illusory ladder would be extremely unnerving. It would work. It would just be like, that wasn't here 2 seconds ago. I don't know how I feel about that.
And honestly, Cure Light Wounds at our level really is doing very little.
What about like 16 Featherfall? Can just distribute it more evenly throughout the party.
Okay.
If you're okay with that.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to do some supposed back of the napkin math here. So that leaves us with 14.
Yep. Bonds, have you taken anything that, I guess you've been taking the cause wounds. So never mind. My comment is retracted.
Oh, does he have cause light wounds now? Is that
something he's, I don't know. But you do. You also have burning hands, so.
Yes, burning hands is at level one as well. So.
Oh, well, you should do more burning hands, because that's super fucking effective.
Goes great with your sprayer, too.
Yeah, it really specifically does. At 14 remaining, we definitely want something in that burning hands space.
Genuinely think just 14 burning hands is an extremely good effective thing.
Let's see if I'm missing out on anything though. There's a spider climb oil, could be pretty darn useful.
Expanding would be pretty fucking useful.
Lucky's coming. She can make some of this stuff. I'll write down that she should make spider climb oil.
She can make what, like up to level two at this point?
Yeah.
There's magic weapon oil, but all of our, well, actually Vons's Katana, is that magic?
No.
Not on that sheet.
It's from the non-magic place, so no, it's absolutely not magic.
Oh, so it'll never get magical?
Oh, you haven't tried it.
You could have it enchanted, but that's...
You can use Shillelagh oil on it.
Yeah.
That'll magicify it.
D&D, the only reason they know how to pronounce Shillelagh.
I don't know what you're talking about. No. I did not...
I encountered that long before D&D.
I learned that from a childhood of being a fucking nerd.
D&D is where I learned about crampons, though, which I'm surprised that the McElroy brothers were shocked at that word in their last.
Yeah, same. That was so weird.
It's like, you've never read the equipment lists in D&D? Okay.
Let's see. I've also got Heal Natural Wounds on here. I went ahead and threw that in because we were kind of on the fence about it, but who knows? I don't remember. Does Heal Natural Wounds heal against poisons?
It's against natural weapons. So I think because poisons have their own set of spells, it might reverse some damage from the poisons, but it won't stop them from spreading or continuing to damage.
Okay.
Or do like non-damage effects.
Yeah. Like a lot of the stuff that poisons do is actually attribute damage.
I see. Okay. So this is like claws, teeth. Oh, and falling damage?
Falling, despite Wealthy's experience, it's not actually a weapon per se. It's not wielded with intention. You can occur gravity related injuries.
So it heals against weapons, or it heals it basically against heals attacks, against
like, yeah, like against, animal attacks, yeah.
Not against wounds per se or damage.
Yeah, it's a specific thing, which is why it gets a bonus.
Okay.
So your level, it's doing 1d8 plus 5. So
yeah,
it's great for healing up from those fights specifically.
Okay. I propose that for some of our fighters, we swap, so we've got 30 cure light wounds out in here.
Uh-huh.
I'm proposing we do 25 instead and put 5 of these
cure natural wounds.
Heal natural wounds.
Heal natural wounds, yeah.
So it's, you already had, so there's what else than Featherfall and Burning Hands then?
Yeah, so far that's it. Featherfall, Burning Hands, and that's all of it. Lucky.
That's only
is,
60.
30, 14, and
16.
16. Yeah.
Is 60, and you said you have 70 slots.
Oh, I'm sorry. 40 Cure Light Wounds potions, leaving 30. I'm reading this all funky.
Got it.
So leaving 30 Cure Light Wounds ultimately, and then 5.
Well, I.
10 heal natural?
Yeah, or? That would be 10 heal natural wounds, okay. Now that I'm doing the math correctly.
Okay, yeah, that works. That's why I was like, I don't, that, those numbers.
Sorry.
And how many hundreds of bottles of glue do you make? Well, I guess that was level one spell, so never mind.
Mending, yeah, that was level one spells. Mending glue, I get to, oh shit, no, I read this bad. Oh, damn it. I read so many things bad. Level 3, I get 42 spells, not 28.
That's a lot. Really?
Level 2, I get 56. Level 1, I get 56. And level 0, I get 70.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay, well...
You guys, I can't be trusted with the table. I'm always banging my shin on them.
So you said level 3 is 42 total?
Level 3, yes, is 42 total spells.
Okay. Do you want me to do the math on adjusting the numbers proportionally?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Let's see. Except 2 is that. Level 3 does this down. Except that we definitely want to have a minimum of stone shapes. Probably no less than 4.
Well, we'll only ever get more. We'll only ever get more because you gave me a lower number. You gave a lower number total before.
Oh, okay. Neat. Yes. That's right. 3 went up.
Mm-hmm.
It's
level 1 that went down.
Level 1 went down. Okay. God damn it. Yeah, so 1 and 2 somehow both get 56. Oh, yeah, that's why.
Duh. Yeah, it's because there's a ceiling for how many spells per day you get for most things.
Mm-hmm. And they have the same ceiling.
Yeah.
That's right. Level 3 and 4, somehow, because of the way the math goes, I'm spending 2,100 on each. 42 times 50 and 28 times 75 are the same number. Glad we have an accountant on the squad.
Okay, so we're going to do...
Or is that accountant? Is Kelly an accountant?
I am an accountant, but I'm a little lost here.
Kelly doesn't... I feel like you don't like to call yourself an accountant.
No,
exactly.
Not really.
No,
I work in finance. That's basically it.
You do clerky things.
I would prefer not to get too involved.
Yes. Okay, so what I adjusted is for level 3 to get 42 total. Is 24 cure serious, 6 cause serious, and 12 shape stone.
How many cause serious? 6?
6.
12 shape stones.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fantastic. And for level 2, we were talking about 30 cure light wounds.
Level 1?
Oh, there's another fun feature. This particular table is missing level one. Let's just add that real quick. It doesn't have anything in it, per se.
I do want to keep the 16 Featherfall. So that's going to be 56 total on level one. Is that correct?
Level one is 56 total.
Okay. I want to keep the 16 Featherfall because that I would like to have, like, be able to hand it out across the board. I still like 14 Burning Hands. But let's rethink the Heal Natural and the Cure Light. So there's 26 total between those two. I don't know, maybe keep 10 Heal Natural and 16 Cure Light? Does that sound reasonable?
10 and 16?
Yeah, so 16 Cure Light, 16 Featherfall, 14 Burning Hands, and 10 Heal Natural.
Yeah, I feel like I'm hoping Heal Natural will do more heavy lifting with our more hand-to-hand folks.
Yeah. And the thing is, we have the 24 healing gas at the higher level, which will be able to heal more people, like, in the in-between times.
And Mira can do some backup healing for anything. Yeah. If, you know, you run out of something and you desperately need someone. It'll also try to heal people anyway, but it's a very limited pool compared to giant pool of potions. Someday in my heart of hearts, I hope to somehow find the time and skill to make Adam an app for this.
My dudes, it's
this is so much math, and I'm sorry.
The thing that's slowing me down is less the math and more just like finding things.
Yeah, I mean, like a thing that you'd have like a drop down, so you'd have an easy list and X number of slots per day or whatever. Like,
okay, I'm just making sure that I got the level two math right. We've got 56 in there. That's 24 of it is aid. 8 of it is whole bulb, which is hard to enunciate no matter how you do it. 4 knock, 10 invisibility, 10 water breathing. So that's 24. 32, 56. Yep.
Cool.
All right. 0 is where it gets super fun. It's all glue.
Do you not have any other 0 spells?
I think I've got all the 0 spells, but it's, I don't think invisible ink is going to help us too much.
Pour one out for invisible ink.
Well, let's pour out some invisible ink. It'll disappear. It's fine. It's the idea was if we needed to send like what's the word for stealing a message while it's in transit? If we want to avoid man in the middle attacks on the rats.
Sure. But the rats are very good at their
jobs. That's why we got Bartholomew.
What are all of your 0 spells? Because I don't think we talk about your 0 spells very often.
Not very often. Invisible ink, dancing lights, light, first aid, influence, acid. Acid comes up sometimes as an attack, but it's a little mending glue. Purify food and drink, that just basically removes poison, as far as I can understand. Detect poison, which I guess you need if you plan on using the one before it. And then we go into level one spells after that, yeah.
And so purify food and drink is also useful for, say, drinking water from cave sources and not getting sick.
Indeed.
What about first aid? That just like stabilizes people when they so like I would say like a bunch of that could be good.
That could
if
be good.
Anything like happens, it would just be good if like everybody in the party had one of those
to at least stabilize.
At least stabilize someone else. So maybe 24 of those. I know there's 22 of us in the party, but you know. Doesn't hurt to have a couple extras.
Oh, well, I mean, everybody's got a first aid kit. The glue tends to be abusable. Sorry, Ian.
Yeah, you can sniff it.
It's real sandbox game fodder, honestly.
Yeah, it's versatile.
Yeah.
So, yeah. How much food and drink will purify food and drink work for?
I'll check.
I think I've already got some in my back inventory anyway, because
1 cubic foot per level.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
Note, 1 cubic foot of water contains roughly 8 gallons and weighs about 65 pounds. The book is like, you don't know how much water is in a cubic foot. Here you go. Because I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right for when I buy my distilled water.
Yeah, well, I'll pack a couple of those because who knows? Maybe we've got some like soup we want to reconstitute. It doesn't make the water. It purifies the water that's there.
Yes.
Yeah. Part of its rations are just a bunch of expired gas station snacks.
What do you think? Like 10 of those? You just have so many fucking slots in this one.
Yeah, I think 5 is probably more appropriate because we've got people carrying rations anyway. Yeah.
And sure.
I'm not going that far.
And actually, I've already got 5 of those on me.
So maybe we just like don't use all of these slots.
Yeah.
No, any slots we don't use can go towards acid, mending glue. Acid will probably work great with the sprayer.
I would recommend some dancing lights or light spells. Not everyone with you can see in the dark.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, like
a
that
lot
would
of
be...
us can cast it. Even Vaughn's can cast it, but
yeah. But if we don't have to prepare those spell slots,
oh yeah, yeah.
Like this is just you having prepared lights way ahead of time. So
yeah, it's like giving everybody the opportunity to pretend they're a wizard. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get separated, or you all need to spread out, you know.
Tell me, so light, I know, can you just cast it on something and that thing becomes a glow stick. So, yeah, you get rave shoes or whatever. Yeah.
What if we handed that out
dancing
to everyone?
Dancing lights is more like, I can't remember how it works with the way you designed it.
I'm checking the level of light real quick. Okay, yeah, this level 0.
So well, because it's a cantrip.
Yeah, it's 10 minutes a level. And then, yeah, it's a mobile used on a movable object. And then for dancing lights. Dancing lights are manipulatable.
So they...
They can resemble lanterns or torches. And there's 4 of them. There's up to 4 glowing spheres or 1 faintly glowing, vaguely humanoid shape. And they have to stay within 20 feet of each other. And can move up to 100 feet per round, although this is a potion, so... So basically, they can also be a discount illusion, essentially.
Hmm. Okay, cool. So sort of,
but the duration is shorter.
Sure. So like a dime store illusion, not to the level of Grix per se, but might trick some wildlife or something.
It also casts more light than the light spell because there's 4 of them, but it has 1/10 the duration. So,
5 of those.
Yeah.
Just what about like
the way I wrote duration?
What about like 25 light?
And this is another one. So these things only cost 5 copper at this level. And this is among the stuff that Vaughn's also has in backlog. So I've got a bunch of these things just about to expire.
Okay, great. How many? You should tell us how many you're going to give out then.
Well, I would say I've got enough sitting here. If I zero out the quantity that I've got in storage, we can easily give 2 to everybody in the party.
Okay, great. I feel like going through all of the rest of the level 1 is not going to be beneficial at this point.
Yeah.
I'd like to just give out all of these because we're so, so long right now.
Yeah. So yeah, you'll give those out. Let me just do 1 last cap up. So we establish where you guys are for the start of the next session.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I don't suppose there's a function in the editing software to just make all of that go at 3x speed.
There is, but it would probably sound terrible.
No, yeah, sound like,
sound
it
terrible.
Would sound like absolute ass. So we're not doing that. But don't all worry. Right. We'll be fine.
So after much potion distribution, hopefully elided by the editor, we'll see. You all get ready and you go into a giant, you know, freight elevator to go down to the depths. Aramith kind of jogging up and being like, sorry, I'm late. And you start heading down and there's a flash of light in the center of you. And some asshole yells, "It is I, the great Squirrello."
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hi. Okay. Hi.
Well, and we didn't make any potions for you.
I need not your trinkets. I brought my own.
Neat.
Not that I was late. I arrived exactly when I meant to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course you did, man.
To the core, so I can fight that great wizard, Dave.
Fight?
Yeah, man.
Prove I'm
better. I mean, we might not.
I assume it will end in a fight.
We might not fight him, but yeah.
Dunmore?
Maybe.
Does Squirrello have thumbs?
And that mystery will not be answered, and we'll pick up there next time.
Cool.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions and comments and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Wit. Thanks, Wit! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
I hate to be this person, but this is starting to seem like the exact plot of the movie Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow.
Joke's on you. That would require me to remember Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow. Remember the imagery. Don't remember the plot. Save my goddamn life.
We just talked about that movie like 3 weeks ago.
You and I did.
Yeah, you and I did.
Yeah.
I don't remember the plot at all. I remember that I saw it.
Now, there's a dead scientist who's sending out a bunch of automatons that are still running on his orders to make his plans.
Also, dear listener, that movie is fantastic and you should watch it.
Underrated.
Yes, very much so.
I just remember that at the time, everybody was like horrified that they had like filmed this movie that ended up being like entirely in CGI. And now that is just how all action movies, like all superhero action movies are made.
And Sky Captain did it as a very deliberate stylistic choice.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie at the time was taking a number of roles that just wanted to CGI her, and people were complaining about that.
There were a bunch of those.
You didn't like her as Grendel's mom?
In what?
She was in Beowulf.
There's a Beowulf movie?
Oh the my trailer god, prominently you features didn't know a there very was a Beowulf nude CGI movie?
Angelina Jolie.
When was that? 2007. Huh.
Yeah, I was going to say I was in... Or,
don't say it.
I was about don't to say I was in college, but I think I actually saw the tail end of that movie at a later point. I was in a bar or something.
Oh, okay.
Like it was on TV.
There were tails in that movie.
Huh.
So Angelina Jolie had a long one from what I remember from the trailer.
I never saw it. I just knew about it.
Yeah.
Because everybody was like, she's naked and CGI.
I missed this. Anyway.